This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea says that the two Koreas have restored a stalled communication channel after a hiatus in a small reconciliation step. The restoration of the inter-Korean hotline came 3 days after North Korea said it had test-fired a newly developed anti-aircraft missile in a fourth round of weapons firings in recent weeks. Seoul's Unification Ministry says the officials from the two Koreas exchanged messages over a cross-border communication channel Monday morning. North Korea resumed missile tests in September after 6 months, but still offered conditional talks with Seoul in what some experts say is an attempt to extract outside concessions. Hundreds of world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaires, celebrities, religious leaders, and drug dealers have been hiding their investments in mansions, exclusive beachfront property, yachts, and other assets for the past quarter century. That's according to a review of nearly 12 million files obtained from 14 firms located around the world. A report released Sunday by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists involved 600 journalists from 150 media outlets in 117 countries. It's being dubbed the Pandora Papers because the findings shed light on the previously hidden dealings of the elite and the corrupt and how they've used offshore accounts to shield assets collectively worth trillions of dollars. Crews deployed skimmers and floating barriers known as booms as they tried to stop oil from a massive spill in Southern California from further fouling the beaches, wildlife, and protected wetlands in the area. Authorities have multiple tools and techniques they can deploy to try to slow the oil from spreading and then cleaning it up from the waters and land areas, methods they've mastered in decades of work trying to mitigate the damage from such disasters. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A data scientist who was revealed Sunday as the Facebook whistleblower says that whenever there was a conflict between the public good and what benefited the company, the social media giant would choose its own interest. Frances Hagen was identified in a 60 Minutes interview Sunday as a woman who anonymously filed complaints with federal law enforcement that the company's own research shows how it magnifies hate and misinformation. Hagen, who worked at Google and Pinterest before joining Facebook in 2019, said she had asked to work in an area of the company that fights misinformation since she lost a friend on online conspiracy theories. The Taliban say at least 5 civilians have been killed by a bomb blast at the entrance of a mosque in the Afghan capital of Kabul. It was the deadliest attack in the city since U.S. forces left at the end of August. Initial reports indicate the explosion was caused by a roadside bomb, but there was no immediate claim of responsibility. There's suspicion falling on Islamic State extremists who have stepped up attacks on the Taliban in recent weeks, in particular in an IS stronghold in eastern Afghanistan. Russia on Sunday reported a record daily death toll from COVID-19. It is the fifth time in a week that deaths have hit a new high. The National Coronavirus Task Force said 890 deaths were reported over the past day, exceeding the 887 reported on Friday. The task force also said the number of new infections in the past day was the second highest of the year, 25,769. Overall, Russia, a nation of 146 million people, has Europe's highest death toll from the pandemic, now exceeding more than 210,000. Algeria has refused permission for France to fly military planes in its airspace and announced the recall of its ambassador from Paris in the wake of what it said were inadmissible comments attributed to French President Emmanuel Macron. The sharp escalation in tensions also followed a French decision to slash the number of visas issued to people in North Africa, including Algeria, because governments there are refusing to take back migrants expelled from France. The immediate recall of Algeria's ambassador from France for consultations was announced Saturday evening in a statement from the Algerian presidency. The statement said the recall was motivated by recent comments about Algeria that were attributed to Macron. And Angela Merkel urged Germans on Sunday to forge a common future that draws on their diverse backgrounds, appearing close to tears in one of her final speeches as chancellor, as he opened up in an address to mark the 31st anniversary of reunification. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. ¶¶